Maximizing the use of your available cargo capacity is more important than ever these days, and it offers a host of benefits too. It can lower your equipment costs, increase your profits, it can even help reduce your carbon footprint. On this episode of HTT Leadership Insights, we'll explore some of the benefits of optimizing your freight efficiency. Hi, I'm Jim Park, equipment editor at Heavy Duty Trucking. New trucks and trailers cost more than ever, and manufacturing backlogs have resulted in long wait times for new equipment. And there's that other nagging capacity-limiting factor, the driver shortage. So, what if you were able to handle the same amount of freight with fewer trucks? This Leadership Insights episode is produced in partnership with and sponsored by Kenadyne. With me today is Joe Vrahel de Dios, the product segment manager for the company's decking solutions line. Joe, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me on. We definitely appreciate the support and looking forward to a discussion.
Well, I'm certainly anxious to learn more about this. Can you tell us about some of the current factors, the environmental factors that are, you know, that make maximizing the use of the space in your trailers more important today than ever?
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said there's some shortages going on as COVID brought on panic buying. OEMs have a very strong backlog at the moment. However, from what we're seeing today, fleets are not looking to expand. I mean, they're looking to maintain and they're looking to optimize and make their operation more efficient. And that's where Captive Beam comes along to help that operation to see some efficiencies and bring some of those fleets with 100 or more less equipment or trailers up to the level of good competition. So now is the time for this product to really shine.
So as I understand it then, you've got, particularly in the LTL market, opportunities to fill every trailer that leaves the dock. But sometimes due to the types of cargo that are being hauled, you can't stack it or double stack stuff. So does this Captive Beam system sort of enable you to double deck freight in the truck, like double your floor capacity? Is that how it works?
Captive Beam absolutely lets you double your footprint. Being able to stack the loads not only helps minimize any damages for the freight, but it also allows you to take that money that's left on the dock with you. For people that don't use or operations that don't use Captive Beam, more often than not, they're having to make an extra trip out there to pick up two or three pallets left on the dock to be able to make that operation more efficient and allow them to take that space or to take those pallets. It definitely optimizes the operation, keeps money rolling on the trailer versus expending fuel, expending tires, coming back for a load that isn't going to fill a cube on a trailer.
Well, can you explain to me how Captive Beam works? What makes it different from sort of a traditional decking system?
Sure. Captive Beam is installed in the trailer. It's a permanent system that's a part of the trailer structure. If you would liken it to load bars that that get installed on a trailer for a job, per a job, Captive Beam stays on the trailer on tracks. It's adjustable, allowing flexibility for that operation. And gone are the days where operators are running over load bars left on the dock, forgetting equipment on the dock, as well as some of these larger operations who have a logistics basis to be able to pick up equipment and bring it back to home base. This system is captivated. It's 100% in real-time use for the operator anytime they need it. And again, it provides them the efficiency and flexibility to take any load that they need to.
And from the dock hand's perspective, I would imagine it cuts down on the time quite a bit of not having to place those bars and decks in place in the old tracking system. You could just move this right into place and load and go, right?
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point. For those dock workers, less touch points for them to haul a load in and out of a trailer and to set up beams to be able to take those loads. It's also a boost in safety factor. It allows them to, again, minimize the load handling And again, put some efficiencies back in the operator's hands.
And what happens to all the hardware when you're not using it? If you have a floor load on a trailer and don't actually need the system, where does it go?
The unique part of Captive Beam is it's in its namesake. It's captivated in the system, operates on a track. If that load, or excuse me, if that Captive Beam system is not needed, you simply push the decking beams all the way up to the ceiling, and then you've got a full trailer load to be able to handle anything you need.
Well, I remember back in the day when I was driving, we had stacks of bars and sheets of plywood and all kinds of decking straps that would have to be, put up against the side of the truck and strapped into place when you didn't. And it took up cargo space
Absolutely.
sometimes. This is brilliant.
It's a product that's been out for a while. By all means, it's something that's known in the market. However, in our current situation with panic buying that's been all over the place, and then customers that want product on site faster than ever, Captive Beam is really starting to make a play on the market again. And that's what we want to promote. We want to promote efficiencies, safeties, optimization, and this product is going to bring it to the table.
So, what segments of industry do you think can benefit the most from something like this?
The LTL market has been a hot industry. Being able to take mixed loads, multiple stops, Captive Beam definitely lends itself to one of the best operating efficiencies that a fleet could take use of.
Yeah, truckload sector, not such a big idea there.
The truckload sector does have its own impact. What we're seeing today is a lot of truckload business models are starting to transition over into an LTL market. They're seeing the flexibilities and what they could do with a mixed load. And it's starting to take hold and even in the truckload market.
So if a fleet was considering buying such a system, what would they need to be thinking about, or what should they be keeping in mind as they go out looking and shopping?
To be able to spec or at least to visualize how a captive beam can impact the operation, they're going to want to understand, what their load parameters are. Are they using standard pallets? Are they going to need a surface or a platform to deck on top of? What types of loads and backhauls are they going to be or are they going to be using? Captive beam again offers a lot of flexibility. But to be able to maximize on the loads and the backhauls that these LTLs and general freight operations are going to be, providing the service for, they want to make sure that they've got the equipment on hand. Captive beam is one, and any accessories that they're going to want to be able to support that.
What kind of accessories are you talking about there?
Cargo securement, any additional straps, ratchet straps, whatnot. As well as platform decking. We've got some customers that use this product to haul ATVs, golf carts, and for that purpose, they platform the deck that they're on and the heights that they've organized the decks in. So for that reason, they usually bring a lot of plywood and or aluminum decking with them to be able to maximize what they could use on that backhaul for a unique operation.
Is there any special, maintenance or care and feeding of such a system? Is it, fairly fingerprint free?
It's a fairly simple system. The only maintenance that we do like to promote is every so often, probably on a 30-day or a 60-day, just blow out the track. Blow out the track and just make sure there's no debris that's fallen in place. That way, it'll allow those beams to slide up and down in the positions they need them for in any stage of the operation.
So practically maintenance free, doubles your floor footprint, tucks out of the way when you don't need it. Are there any downsides to this?
The only downside I would say is you could lose up to about 3 inches of ceiling height. And that could be a concern for some of these forklift masts or whatnot on a load where captive beam is not being used. Some care does need to be taken when you're going in and out of the trailer using a forklift. But other than that, there's really no other downside to using a captivated system.
And once it's in there, can it be taken out? Is it a difficult exercise to take it off? I'm thinking of your forklift master. If you had to move it, is that possible?
If the system needs to be transferred, let's say to new equipment, it could easily be taken out just as easy as it was put in. Serviceability wise, of the beams themselves, they could be slid out the track once you unbolt the beam stops. And every single part of this system is serviceable.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's about all we have time for today, Joe. Appreciate you describing that system and telling us about some of the benefits of it. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you having me on, Jim. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, Joe, thanks again. And thanks to our audience for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe to HDT Talks Trucking on YouTube or your favorite audio podcast platform. You'll also find all the Leadership Insights podcasts there as well. I'm Jim Park. Thanks for watching.